Honey, the kids are going nuts. Everybody's stir crazy. And my patience is running thin.
It's almost lunchtime. Why don't we go to Caitlin's? Their food is amazing. And they have those awesome baskets filled with fun to keep the kids pacified and entertained.
Oh, that sounds perfect. What is it you like to get there again?
Ooh, for starters, I love their green chili and chicken nachos. Then, I usually get Moe's queso with the ground chuck patty, cheddar, and jack cheese, diced onions, tomatoes, and green chilies between two warm flour tortillas, served with a side of green or red chili. Yum! What about you?
Well, I'm famished, so I think I'll get one of their 13 sandwiches. Maybe I'll get one of each. And I love the way you can get their sandwiches made into wraps instead. Maybe one of their bacon green chili cheeseburgers, or their salads, or
honey,
or their
rein it in. Kids, we're going to Caitlin's.
Caitlin's Restaurant, at the corner of Mississippi and South Birch Street, just east of Colorado Boulevard in Glendale. Open Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. to 2 p.m., and Saturday and Sunday, 6 a.m. to 3 p.m. Caitlin's Restaurant. You'll love it every bite of the way.
We're back with Champions of the People, the Bell and Pollock Injury Show. For over three decades, the personal injury attorneys at Bell and Pollock have provided compassionate, personalized legal service. Put their experience to work for you. Go to championsofthepeople.com or call 303-795-5900.
All right, here we go. Gary Bell, Brad Pollock, the Champions of the People Injury Show. We're here for you. You can call us anytime at 303-795-5900, 795-5900. We've told you, if you come to Bell and Pollock, we're going to give you a free initial consultation. A lot of lawyers say that. They do. And we're going to give you a free, significant, meaningful legal game plan. I don't hear many lawyers say that. But when, you know, I met with somebody yesterday and I said, have we been fair to you? Do you understand? Do you understand everything that's going to face you now? Yes. And I said, well, how much time do you think we've spent doing this? Almost 2 hours. Now you understand it. Do you have any questions? And when you walk out of here, you can still call me and ask me questions, but now you're educated. Thank you so much. I do understand this. This was all complicated. Now I know what I can do, what I shouldn't do. Now I know about the insurance company. Now I know about this, these attacks. Now I know what a legal game plan means and is. That's what's significant to you. Bell and Pollock, 303-795-5900. You ready for another test? Here's another test coming up, okay? If you had chronic pain, you were in a car accident. That's our example. You have chronic pain in your left foot. No back injury, no neck injury, no shoulder injury. You injured your left foot somehow in the accident. There's a mechanism of injury. You have chronic pain. It won't go away. Chronic's permanent. So if it doesn't go away for 6 months and it affects your walking, affects your activities, what's the dollar value? You tell me. What's the dollar value? All right? What about for a year? What about for 5 years? What about for your lifetime? You can't do what you want to do, and there might be more than one activity. And so when you can't do, and Brad, it's frustrating to some people because they can't do what they want to do. They can't. Their life has changed. Their family structure unit has changed. Their loved ones are affected. And the adjuster asks you, well, how much are your medical bills?
Yeah, and that's all they care about. That's what they'll trigger off of. And like I said, if the medical bills are something they're liking, they'll keep them. If it's not to their liking, they'll start saying those aren't necessary and not appropriate. And they never really come down to saying, okay, regardless of the medical bills, what's this done to your life? Maybe it's because they don't want to hear it. Maybe it's because it's too hard to judge. Maybe because taking into consideration would be making you pay more money. Maybe they think you won't be truthful in identifying what it is about. But the bottom line is that they're not going to talk about it. And they don't want to talk about it. They don't want to talk about what it's done to your life. It's something they'll skip over. They'll try and skip over to begin with by saying, did the doctor say don't do it? Did the doctor say you can't do it? What did the doctor say? What, I don't see anything here in your medical records saying you can't do these things. I don't see anything here in your medical records saying that the doctor says you can't do them. But you know you can't do them. You know the pain that it's causing. You know the anguish and the agony, and you know what's happened to you. And so you're saying, but I can't do these things. You know, I'm in prison. I'm in prison to an extent. I've lost those things. And what does all that mean? Well, does it mean that an adjuster should say, well, I can't see it in the medical records, and by the way, your medical bills aren't very high. And thank you very much for keeping those bills low, because we're going to trigger everything off those medical bills, and we certainly appreciate the fact that you didn't get a certain care and you didn't do certain things. And once again, we are just sappy as can be that those medical bills aren't very high.
Right. And we're back to your left ankle. There's chronic pain in your left ankle. Have you come up with a number yet, a value? Come on, this is a test. What's the value? You have chronic pain in your left foot. That's the only anatomical structure that was injured in the accident. You can't do what you wanted to do. And Brad is so right. He just hit the nail right on the head. The insurance companies always say, well, it's not in the medical records. The doctor didn't put it in the medical records that you can't play volleyball, or you can't go hiking, or you can't go mountain climbing, or you can't go biking, or you can't go fishing because you can't step on the bank, or you can't step between the rocks. That's not in your medical records. Well, of course it isn't in your medical records. Of course that the doctor doesn't enter that. And then they always say, well, the doctor didn't say it was permanent in your medical records. Of course they don't. Doctors don't talk in those type of words. And so they try to use the medical records and the medical bills against you. Have you got the flavor of this now? You're injured. Your medical bills are $11,000. You had surgery on your left ankle, but you can't function properly. You have chronic pain. What's it worth to you? How do you prove that? How do you win that? First, you start with the right lawyers. You can call us anytime at 303-795-5900. That's 303-795-5900. Or go to our website, championsofthepeople.com. You can give a live chat there. You can contact us right now, 303-795-5900. Let's take a different example, Brad. Let's say you had a jaw injury. A lot of people have a TMJ, temporomandibular joint injury. Maybe they have clicking, popping. Maybe they have a problem. They have to wear a splint. Maybe they can't open their mouth. Maybe they can't close their mouth. Maybe they don't have the right bite any longer. And so not only are those very, very serious and aggravating physical anatomical injuries, but what does it do to your quality of life? If you can't eat and you can't function and you can't perform, so once again, here's the test. I just gave you the example. What's it worth if you can't do that for 6 months? And let's talk about that, because that's what we explore at Bell and Pollock.
Right. And once again, 6 months, you think, so what? You just miss out on it for 6 months. Okay. 6 months can change quite a bit of what you do in life and how you're dealing with it. It can change your entire social activities. It can change exactly what you're doing with other people and what people you're doing things with. If you have people that, hey, one of the things we do on a monthly basis or on a weekly basis or every couple of weeks is we all get together and go out to dinner. We all sit down, or we have a lunch, or we have a breakfast. We have a breakfast meetings, or we go to breakfast to bond, to socialize as groups. Guess what? You just missed out on the next 6 months. Now, are you going to get back in the circle? Well, maybe you are, maybe you aren't. People are going to talk. But you've missed out on 6 months of not being around people that are your friends that helped cultivate the friendship. That's not very good. That's something that has to be determined in value. To an adjuster, that's worth nothing. That's the value they'll put on it. That's worth nothing. To you, that could be very important. How many of you start your morning off with some kind of breakfast that would be affected on a TMJ? Now, a lot of you don't know what temporomandibular joint dysfunction is, and so you're not knowing and understanding that your breakfast and your eating habits essentially will all change, and that they'll have a great deal of change as far as how you're trying to find a comfort level. How does that affect you in the rest of the things you're doing throughout the day when you start the day out without the routine that you've gotten into? And for any of you that don't believe you have a routine, stop and think about it a little bit, because you do. You have a morning routine by which you do things, by which you eat, by how you act. And that routine can get thrown off. That routine can get destroyed. And that can destroy the rest of your day in a lot of ways. Once again, it's important as a lawyer to look and see more than just what the medical bill is that results from the care that you've received. Because if that's all the lawyer's looking at, then the lawyer's not doing their job. I mean, the bottom line is the lawyer has to take into account the fact that they're dealing with a human being. And the fact that that human being is now showing difficulties and losses. And because of those losses that are occurring from what we would call non-economic, they're not dollars that are coming out of your pocket, they're other losses, the lawyer should be able to look and say, or needs to say, I need to look inside your life, find out how this has changed, and then have the compassion and the feelings to be able to understand what that means and to be able to say, I've seen it, or I've lived it, or I know what we're talking about, and then start to convey it to, it might be conveyed to an adjuster, it might be conveyed to a judge, it might be conveying it to jury, people of your peers, who a lot of times don't understand it either. I'm thinking that a lot of you who are listening to this show, probably at the beginning of this show, did not understand really what it means to lose those things or have never stopped to think about losing them. And in a court of law, Gary, we can't look and tell a jury, put yourself in the plaintiff's shoes. We can't tell a jury, imagine this happened to you. We can't do that. So what we're trying to do is we're trying to explain to the jury in the abstract and in the third person how they should view this problem.
No, that's what we do with regard to proving value, human value. That's how we approach it. You get a free initial consultation when you come to Bell and Pollock. You can call us right now, 303-795-5900. That's 795-5900. Or go to our website, championsofthepeople.com. You want attorneys that learn about you. If we learn about you, then we can convey it. If we don't know anything about you, we can't convey anything. It doesn't work. There's no communication process. There's no originator. There's no receptor. There's nobody listening. And when the insurance adjuster talks to you and talks to us about, well, Mr. Bell, Mr. Pollock, what are your client's medical bills? Well, they're only $8,000. Well, $8,000 involved ankle surgery, and it affects you the rest of your life. I know, but the medical bills are only $8,000, and so we're going to reprice those down to $6,000, and then we're going to offer you $5,000 total. Wow. Are you just going to sit there and take it? Call us, 303-795-5900, 795-5900. If you come into our law firm, we're going to show you all of our forms. We're going to show you how we approach our case. We're going to show you how we approach you, how we value you, how you can help us value you. And when you do that, you can win the war. 303-795-5900, Bell and Pollock, championsofthepeople.com. We'll be right back.
It's Mandy Connell, and it's time for Your Legal Minute, brought to you by my friends at Bell & Pollock. Listen to their show right here on KOA every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Hi, I'm Gary Bell with the law firm of Bell & Pollock. We are injury attorneys. This is Your Legal Minute. We're talking about legal game plans today. What difference does it make? Listen, you've been injured in a car crash. It's not an ordinary day or event for you, but it is for the insurance company. You need a legal game plan as to how the accident happened. What was the mechanism of injury? How did you get hurt? What body parts are hurt? Maybe it's the cervical part of your neck. Maybe it's the lumbar part of your spine, the low back. You need a legal game plan for the accident. You need a legal game plan for your damages, injuries, and losses, and how to prove them to the insurance company for the at-fault party. If you don't, you're guessing. You wouldn't guess at a recipe. You wouldn't guess at a blueprint. You wouldn't guess at directions. You need a legal game plan. Bell & Pollock will give you one. ChampionsOfThePeople.com.
Bell & Pollock. Find them online at ChampionsOfThePeople.com. It's Mandy Connell, and it's time for Your Legal Minute, brought to you by my friends at Bell & Pollock. Listen to their show right here on KOA every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Hi, I'm Gary Bell of the law firm of Bell & Pollock. We are injury attorneys. Today, this is Your Legal Minute. We are talking about texting and driving. You know there's a statute in Colorado that prohibits that. You also know many people still do it. You also know that when they're doing it, they don't see where they're going. They are distracted. They hit you. They injure you. What can you do about it? This is a big, important factor. This is important for you, your recovery. If you can prove the other driver was texting and driving and not watching where they were going, then that's in your favor. You present that to the insurance company along with your insurance claim. That's just part of the legal game plan. That's part of the game plan to protect you, your rights, your remedies, your recovery. Bell and Pollock, championsofthepeople.com will help you.
Bell and Pollock. Find them online at championsofthepeople.com.
We're back with Champions of the People, the Bell and Pollock Injury Show. For over three decades, the personal injury attorneys at Bell and Pollock have provided compassionate, personalized legal service. Put their experience to work for you. Go to championsofthepeople.com or call 303-795-5900.
All right, here we go. Fasten your seat belt. We're about to take off. Gary Bell, Brad Pollock, our law firm is Bell and Pollock. We have offices in Denver and Steamboat Springs, and we do cases all over the state of Colorado, all over. And we've done that for over 35 years. You can put our experience to work for you. You can put what we're talking about in the show today to work for you. You have to be valued. You're a valuable human being. You're not just a stack of medical bills. You're not just an amount of medical bills and medical treatment. You're not just when the insurance company says, well, it's not in your records. It's not in your medical records. Your medical bills are only $8,000. That doesn't mean much. And, oh, yeah, I see. You can't hike anymore. You can't run anymore. You can't exercise. I mean, we represent a lot of people that come into our law firm and say, I was a very active person, Gary, Brad. I've heard them. Brad's heard them. We've heard them together. Sometimes when Brad and I met with clients together, I was a very active person, and they want to talk about it because it's important to them. So where do you think you're going to win this war? How do you think this is going to work when the insurance company focuses on your medical bills, and that's part of it, but I'm going to give you another clue here in a second. When they focus on your medical bills, and that's part of your claim, but what about you? And by the way, let's say if you had $8,000 in medical bills and they paid you $8,000 total for your case, well, most of the time, not every time, most of the time, you have to pay your medical bills back to the healthcare or insurance company, the health insurance company. So you get the $8,000, but you pay the $8,000 away. That goes to somebody else. So what about you?
That's right. What's going to compensate you for you? Because as you look at it, you say, well, wait, if I get reimbursed for my medical bills and I get reimbursed for my lost income and I get reimbursed for those things, then I'm even. That's even as far as that doesn't give me anything, any extra for anything else. And so, you know, insurance companies start saying, well, give them 50% of the medical bills on top of that. They're recognizing the concept. They're identifying the concept that, hey, there's more to an injury that somebody sustains than simply talking about the money that is necessary to put them in some kind of condition or position. But then they have to start determining what it's worth and how much that means. And then you start talking about what is a human life worth? What is a human life's activities worth? What is it all about? I mean, but think about it. When we go to punish, we take away people's activities. We take away them doing things. We take away their enjoyment to do things. That's why we put people in jail. And even in jail, when we put them away in jail, we don't say, now you're going to have to do whatever you do in jail in pain. We just take away a number of your activities without putting you in the pain that forces you to have to self-impose those restrictions on you. When we start taking away people's activities, we start and in that system, we realize how valuable it is. The value is lost in you when you have that pain and that in those problems that take away your activities or that make you live forever with pain, and yet you've done nothing wrong. You shouldn't be punished. You shouldn't have that imposed upon you. And insurance companies walk around saying, "We'll pay for the injuries that you receive," but they don't really want to pay for those injuries. They don't really say they'll pay for those injuries because they don't want to look at all of the angles, and they don't want to look at the significance of the injury loss of the ability to do things or having to do them in pain.
I can't tell you how many times people have come into our law firm and I've heard them tell me, and they even call us on our live radio show on Saturday morning, that's at 7 o'clock on KHOW, and they've even called and said, I was injured, and the insurance adjuster said they're going to pay my medical bills of $3,000 plus $500 for pain and suffering. Guys, do you think that's fair? I mean, we've had live calls like that, and we know you're being taken advantage of. $3,000 in medical bills that goes to somebody else, back to your health care providers or back to the health insurance company, and $500 for your pain and suffering. That's not a formula that you want to live with. That's not something you want to deal with. That's not the way you want your end result of your case to be. But to win the war, you've got to have attorneys that know how to win the war, that actually care about you. You come into our law firm, we give you a free initial consultation. You can call us anytime at 303-795-5900. That's 303-795-5900.
You know, when you do these things, you have to recognize and you have to see what comes up. And once again, all this translates into money. And that's what is considered, is the money. And when it translates into money, you have to understand that that can be a very uncomfortable feeling. When you sit down as a juror and in a civil case and you start saying, I have to do money, and it's not a clean slate in personal injury cases. A lot of times in other kind of cases, it's a clean slate. You're able to just say, okay, I can add up the economic losses and I can look at those. But when it comes to non-economic losses, when it comes to trying to judge your loss of enjoyment of life, when it comes to trying to judge what your injuries and what they mean and what it means to a person who's played softball every season for the last five or six seasons, is now told he's got to miss the next 2 years of softball. By that time, the team's gone. But you don't even look and say, well, he's lost it because he can always make new relationships. Well, maybe not. He can try and get back on the same team. Well, maybe not. He may not even know some of the other people. Well, if they're that transient, then it doesn't matter. Well, maybe not. But the bottom line is that person is used to being able to go play softball every week during the summer and looks forward to it. And now it's gone. And when it's gone, what does that mean?
And what's the value of it and how much money is paid for that? What do you value that at? Let's go back to one of our previous examples of a TMJ jaw problem, a temporomandibular joint problem. You injured your jaw. It clicks. It pops. You've got the orthodontist put a splint in. The dentist put a splint in. They sent you to a specialist, maybe even an oral surgeon. And now you've got a splint. And so what do you think the insurance company is going to say? You tell us. Medical bills were $2,400 total, and now you've got a permanent pop in when you move your jaw, when you eat, when you drink, when you talk. It permanently pops for the rest of your life. What do you think? The insurance somebody's going to say, well, there was no neck injury, no shoulder injury, no fibromyalgia, no low back injury, no lumbar injury, no sciatica, no S1, no facet joint injury. Medical bills are $2,400. What do you think they're going to pay you? So what? Let's just take that one example. What is your jaw popping every time you open it or every other time you open it? It pops. It clicks. You know, if you ever studied World Wars and there was a famous torture method of where they just let water drip on you, and pretty soon it was like it constantly drip. So you open your mouth and it pops. What's that worth you? You know, and the next example I'm going to give you is kind of brutal, so hang on and fasten your seatbelt, okay? Brad and I we've done a lot of cases in our career, but we did a quadriplegic case one time, and we thought the best way to present it to the jury in closing argument was a variety of different ways, which we can't all cover now, but what if you were buried up to your neck in sand for 10 minutes, for 30 minutes, for the rest of your life? Well, your medical bills are different. That's a different amount. And so, Brad, when you come to Bell & Pollock, we look at the value of the human being. We look at the value of the person we're talking to. And I swear to you, we've got to meet you, right? If you've never met your lawyer, and we've told you this week after week, we talked to people that said, I haven't met a lawyer in 9 months. I never met my lawyer. From a previous firm, I fired them. I hired you. Do you think they know anything about you? Do you think it's important to know something about you? So, you know, Brad, let's explain basically our process. You come into Bell and Pollock, we talk to you, and we meet with you, but we've got a lot of forms, and we obviously can't cover them right now, but we've got a lot of forms that you fill out in detail that help us understand a starting point of you.
Right. We're going to give you, we have to learn about you. We have to know who you are, and we have to know what your valuable things are in your life, and what things mean to you. Some people have different things that are valuable to them, but everybody has something that's valuable to them. Everybody has something that means a lot. So, most people have more than one thing, and they have more than one thing that identifies their own value, their own self net worth, their own self worth at all, their own persona, it makes them their own person. And everybody has their own interests and hobbies and recreational activities and the things they like to do and the way they spend their time. So when somebody comes into our office and they're hurt, you can't do your job as a personal injury lawyer on their behalf if you're not sitting down and learning about them. And there's ways you try to learn about them, and some of them are the forms we use. Some of them are getting to know you. Some of them are talking to your friends and learning about your loved ones and your friends and knowing what they see in you.
And I'll tell you what, when the insurance company, they look at your medical bills, we've given you the examples today, they say your medical bills are X dollars. They're not looking at anything else. Maybe some future, maybe small amount for pain or suffering. How do you deal with that? How do you win that? What do? You first hire lawyers that know what to do. Sometimes you have to make them understand the valuation of you. Gary Bell, Brad Pollock, our law firm is Bell and Pollock, 303-795-5900. Our website, championsofthepeople.com, for a reason. We're the champions of the people, and we'll see you next week.